Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. So, blockchain technology offers the possibility of new approaches to different aspects of digital interactions. From payment processing to creating whole new online worlds, there are various purported uses for the blockchain. A lot of people find the trustless interactions, decentralized nature of blockchain, and the security and record-keeping potential of blockchain technology useful, as well as pretty intriguing. However, blockchain technology is plagued with questions about scalability. So, how do developers and others tackle this issue of scalability on the blockchain? One approach is known as Layer 2. Layer 2 solutions are designed to work with the main chain and provide increased transaction speed and scalability. Let's take a closer look at the ecosystem of blockchain scalability and how Layer 2 solutions fit right in there. Throughput and the need for scalability. First, it's important to understand why there's a need for scalability on certain blockchains. In general, the number of transactions that can be completed in a second is known as throughput. Throughput is expressed as transactions per second, or TPS. All right, so the two most popular blockchain platforms are, of course, Bitcoin and Ethereum. They have low throughput, especially when compared to centralized payment processors like Visa and PayPal. Bitcoin can only handle 3 or 4 TPS, while Ethereum does about 20. On the other hand, PayPal averages about 193 TPS. Visa has popularly been cited as having the capability of completing more than 20,000 TPS, but the average is closer to about 1,667. In order to meet its potential, blockchain technology needs better throughput, of course. There are some blockchains like Solana that claim a native scalability with a throughput that exceeds even Visa's claims. That's impressive. However, for platforms like Bitcoin and Ethereum, some other solutions are going to be needed to improve throughput for manageable scalability. Non-Layer 2 scaling options. There are some solutions, like using Proof of Stake, POS, instead of Proof of Work, POW. That can increase TPS, as can the process of sharding. That spreads the transaction workload across networks that offer more nodes. There are often called Layer 1 solutions in some cases, though they change the original approach to the blockchain, such as Ethereum's move from POW to POS with its rollout of Ethereum 2.0. Other scaling options, sometimes considered hybrids, include sidechains. So a sidechain can be linked to the main blockchain while allowing for easy exchanges of the tokens. So basically, it's a way of moving some of the process to a different but connected chain in order to reduce the load on the main chain. There are also things called parachains. A Polkadot is an example of a parachain, which runs parallel to other blockchains as part of an interconnected network. It's pretty cool. So every blockchain in the system can have its own application, but the framework is the same, and it's possible to distribute the associated workloads very efficiently to increase throughput. One thing to keep in mind, though, when looking at some of these non-Layer 2 solutions, is that they might change certain things about the protocol, or there might be other networks of validators involved in the transactions. Layer 2 solutions are focused on a security connection with the main chain. Now let's talk about Layer 2 solutions. With Layer 2 scalability solutions, blockchains can increase throughput through a direct connection. Arbitrum and Immutable are examples of Layer 2 solutions that use other blockchain platforms and increase their scalability. Which leads us to zero-knowledge rollups. The idea behind zero-knowledge rollups, ZK rollups for short, is that the relevant data can be bundled together in smart contract form on the main blockchain. This collateralization takes place while the data is actually processed and stored off-chain. This allows for faster block formation. When applied as a scalability solution to the Ethereum network, ZK rollups can potentially increase throughput to much higher levels. Zcash and Starkware are examples of solutions that utilize ZK rollups. Another example that uses ZK rollups is Immutable X, which focuses on providing Layer 2 scalability specifically for non-fungible tokens, NFTs, on the Ethereum platform. Optimistic rollups is another type of Layer 2 solution. Now, this is meant for Ethereum's base layer and is slower than a ZK rollup. However, even though it's slower, it's still faster than what you'd see with the unaided main chain. Optimistic rollups focus specifically on smart contracts, increasing the number that can be processed without overloading the network. These run computations and keep it fraud-proof. Arbitrum is another example of a Layer 2 solution that uses optimistic rollups. The main focus of Arbitrum is creating a system where it's possible to improve decentralized apps, dApps, and create an ecosystem for them. Another optimistic rollup solution is Optimistic Ethereum, also called Optimism, which is compatible with Ethereum Virtual Machine, EVM. It's a way of moving assets quickly and easily. Uniswap, the DEX, will use Optimism for its V3. All right, now let's move on to Plasma. It's not the same thing as parachains, but the main idea behind Plasma chains on Ethereum is that there are child blockchains that lend a hand to the main chain. The underlying security is taken from Ethereum and child chains, and it can take some of the workload, so it's freeing up the main chain and increasing throughput overall. Plasma chains on Ethereum can incorporate optimistic rollups too. Polygon, which was originally Matic Network, this was originally designed to help scale Ethereum. Polygon has something it calls more viable plasma, and also has a commit chain that connects it to the Ethereum main chain. As a result, Ethereum dApps can exist on Polygon without clogging up the main chain and leading to high gas fees. Polygon is also working to incorporate both optimistic rollups and ZK rollups. The idea behind this Layer 2 solution is to provide a number of different ways to operate in the Ethereum ecosystem, powering decentralized exchanges, DEXs, and other decentralized finance, DeFi, applications. While the focus has long been on Ethereum, Polygon does expect at some point to promote similar solutions for other blockchains. So yeah, we've talked a lot about Ethereum. What about Bitcoin Layer 2 solutions, So many of the Layer 2 solutions focus on Ethereum, but the Bitcoin Lightning Network is focused on the original blockchain platform. There are a number of scaling issues associated with Bitcoin, and the Lightning Network helps address some of these. The main way Bitcoin Lightning Network helps increase throughput is through transaction bundling. These bundles are then transferred off-chain, processed, and then transferred back to the main Bitcoin blockchain. On top of that, Bitcoin Lightning Network is designed to facilitate smart contracts using that platform, which is something that Bitcoin hasn't had. Another issue that Bitcoin Lightning Network is addressing is that of atomic swaps. If there's a blockchain that supports SHA 256, Bitcoin Lightning Network is supposed to be able to enable cross-chain swaps off-chain. You tracking with me so far? All right, so let's look at Hashgraph. Could this be the next distributed ledger? While Layer 2 scalability is designed to promote increased utility and speed to existing blockchain technology, a hash graph is a distributed ledger that goes with the need for a blockchain. While a blockchain adds new blocks of data to the end of a chain, a hash graph uses what's known as a gossip protocol. Various events are created and distributed through the network, and the consensus mechanism is a virtual voting model rather than POW or POS. At this point, Hedera is the only Hashgraph ledger, and it's supposed to be capable of powering various dApps, including providing DeFi apps. However, the technology is not built out yet, and it remains to be seen whether it's even viable. There are chains that throughput will be above 200,000 TPS, and that Hashgraph could also have very low energy use, which is all good things. And if that is true, this type of distributed ledger could be more useful and adaptable than blockchain. Very interesting. Here's the bottom line. While blockchain technology has garnered a lot of attention, the reality is there are some very real issues with scalability that make it difficult to be useful and viable for widespread adoption. Layer 2 solutions are designed to layer on top of the blockchain and increase transaction processing ability, while reducing fees too. It will be interesting to see whether these Layer 2 solutions catch on enough to help blockchain technology become more widely adopted and used, or whether these solutions will become obsolete if hashgraph technology matures fast enough to leapfrog the blockchains and their Layer 2 solutions. So much to think about, and so much fun to think about it, isn't it? You can follow us all over social media. Just search for Cult of Money, and you'll find us. You can also subscribe to this podcast, continue to listen. We're so grateful for that. You can also just go to cultofmoney.com if you want to follow all things crypto and NFTs. Thanks again for stopping by today and listening, and we'll talk to you again real soon.